This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Was a miraculous place called Heaven's Light. Clouds of crystal stardust swirled about this place of love and understanding. From Heaven's Light, tiny little beings called Earth Angels flew to Earth on winds of wishes and wants. Here, they sprinkled wonderful dreams across night skies for all the sleeping children, and the Earth sparkled in delight. Earth Angels came first to Heaven's Light as angel babies, where they played in a wonderful room called the Cradle. Here they learned how to crawl, then to toddle, and finally to fly on short, stubby wings. When they were old enough, they were allowed to go to monastery school. Here they studied the art of rainbows, sunsets, and how to put smiles on sad little faces. They practiced bell ringing, hymn singing, and flying in the dark. Most important was that each young angel was expected to perform three simple miracles. When all was learned and done, they were graduated as official Earth Angels. The sign, the symbol of graduation to Earth Angel, was a bell, a tiny silver bell that was worn around their necks on a silver chain. Amongst the students that attended monastery school was a young Earth Angel named Hannah Gobrightly. In school, she simply floated from class to class. She didn't study because she thought it all so boring.
"Oh, this is so easy," she would often say. "I don't even have to try."
And while the others studied rainbows, she was asleep in her chair. She rarely studied flying.
"It messes my hair."
She never practiced singing or so much more. "Oh," she would yawn, "this is such a bore." The only thing that seemed to excite Hannah was the day she would graduate from monastery school. On that special day, she would receive her angel bell and become an official Earth Angel. Hannah was more than ready to make the change to official Earth Angel. She was old enough, her wings were strong enough, and her halo was shined to a golden glow. By all rights, she was already an Earth Angel. But what she didn't have, what she needed to become official, was her Earth Angel bell. Hannah thought that maybe it had been misplaced or possibly hidden as a joke by her friends. She looked amongst the star clouds, and she even looked behind the moon, but nowhere could she find her Earth Angel bell.
"Where's my angel bell? That's not under there. Huh. I don't know where is it?
All around her, newly graduated Earth Angels rang their bells about Heaven's Light. But Hannah was silent. Not a tinkle. Not even a clink. With a tear gracing her cheek, she sought the oldest and wisest angel in Heaven's Light, Gideon. Gideon was nearly as old as the sun. Never did a day go by that he didn't warm some Earth child with a radiant smile and a bit of wisdom. Hannah eventually found him sitting on a cloud. He had been watching wishes and prayers float up from the sleeping side of Earth. Hannah tearfully told Gideon that she had not found her Earth Angel bell. Gideon smiled and said, "Hannah, you forgot your final assignment. In order to earn your bell, you must perform three simple miracles. A miracle of comfort, a miracle of blessing, and a miracle of love. Once all are completed in a Heaven's Light way, you will receive your Earth Angel bell."
"Well," snapped Hannah, "if that's what I have to do, then that's what I have to do."
In a flutter of feathery wings, she set off to find her three miracles. The old archangel just sat and shook his head. Hannah looked impatiently about Heaven's Light. Finally, she spied a young angel named Jacob sitting on a tuft of cloud with tears in his eyes. She fluttered down beside him and said,
I need to do a miracle of comfort, and you appear to be in need." The little angel looked up at Hannah and sobbed. "Well, I got into a little trouble for flying to Earth without permission, and now I am not to fly at all until Gillian tells me to." "Oh, well," sighed Hannah, "you definitely are in need of comfort." She coldly put her arms around him, patted him twice on the back, and flatly said, "There, now you're better." Abruptly, she took to wing and fluttered away. As she flew, she brightly said, "Well, one down, two to go." "Let's see," she thought as she flew. "Next on the list is a blessing." And then, like a participant in a scavenger hunt, she sought something that might be in need of a blessing. It didn't take her long to find a young earth angel by the name of Finnegan. Oddly, he was cooling the tips of his smoking wings on a breeze blowing up from Earth. Hannah fluttered nearby as she asked him what had happened. He explained that he had broken the rules and had foolishly chased a shooting star. If that was not foolish enough, he had not watched where he was flying. Before he knew it, he had nearly flown into the sun. His wings were singed and his pride was very smudged. "Oh, well," said Hannah matter-of-factly, "you surely need a blessing." And with that, she tilted her halo and flatly blurted, "Blessings on you." And then, as she flew away, she happily hummed, "There, two miracles done, one more to go, and I've got my angel bell." It didn't take Hannah long to find her last miracle. Stretched upon a cloud, bathed in a golden light, she found a tiny winged kitten called an archangel. "I am so smart, and this is so simple," said Hannah as she lightly landed beside the little archangel. "What easier way to give the miracle of love than to a kitten?" She dropped to her knees and grabbed the little winged cat. She squeezed it oh so tight and flatly said, "I love you, little archangel." She dropped the kitten and stood to her feet. "There," she said, dusting her hands of angel cat hair, "all done." She looked down, but her angel bell had not miraculously appeared. "Oh," she said blithely, "Gideon must want to give me my angel bell in person." And with that, she flew off to find the old angel. She found Gideon sitting on a fingernail moon, casting dreams over the sleeping earth. "Oh, here you are," she said as she stomped her foot impatiently. "Well, I did like I was supposed to. I did a miracle of comfort, a miracle of blessing, and a miracle of love. Where is my angel bell?" Gideon looked at her and solemnly said, "There is no angel bell for you, for you did only part of what you were to do." And with that, he stretched his ancient wings and flew away.
But,
stammered Hannah. What else was I to do?" And from afar, Gideon whispered, "That, my little angel, is for you to discover in your heart." Hannah sat on the hook of the moon and thought and thought.
"It's not fair. I did the deeds. I performed clever miracles. What else was I supposed to do?"
she pouted. She angrily flew back the way she had come. Then, below, she spied the kitten, Finnegan, and the young angel Jacob. The kitten was agitated and was flicking its tail. It didn't appear to be wrapped in a miracle of love. Finnegan sadly sat on a cloud. He didn't appear to be glowing from Hannah's miracle blessing. Nearby, the little angel Jacob sobbed himself to sleep on a cloud heavily laden with his tears. He definitely had not been comforted by Hannah's clever miracle either. She flew back to the crescent moon looking for Gideon, but he was nowhere to be found. All alone, she thought and thought, trying to solve the mystery of her misguided miracles, but no answer would come.
Thank you.
I just don't understand," she sighed in confusion. "I did as I was told, but I wasn't given my angel bell."
Again, echoed on a breeze, Gideon's original instructions were repeated. "Hannah, you must perform 3 simple miracles: a miracle of comfort, a miracle of blessing, and a miracle of love. Once all are completed in a heaven's light way, you will find your earth angel bell."
Suddenly, Hannah understood the error of her ways. She quickly unfolded her wings and flew back to heaven's light to repair her misguided miracles. There she found the kitten and gently picked it up. With all of her heart, she wished the miracle of love upon the furry archangel. The kitten, bathed in the wonder of Hannah's love, gently licked Hannah's nose and purred. She walked to Finnegan, who still felt foolish for his silly mistake. "Even I have flown too near the sun," she said in a heartfelt way. And then she added, "Blessings unto you." And Finnegan, warmed by her understanding, was bathed in her bright golden light. Then Hannah turned and knelt beside Jacob. She wiped his tears with the tip of her wing and said, "It will be all right. By learning from what you did wrong, you can make it right. Once the lesson is learned, Gideon will let you fly." Comforted, the little angel smiled with newfound hope. Hannah's deeds were so heartfelt, so filled with love, that Gideon cast a rainbow across the sunlit sky. Around her neck, there suddenly appeared a tinkling silver miracle, her angel bell. Do you wonder what Hannah learned to change her clever deeds to miracles? What goodness earned her an angel bell? A good deed is really nothing, though clever and very smart. For what makes a deed a miracle is when given from the heart.